Well, it feels like 10 years since we last recorded. Does it for you?
Yes.
How is it for you?
It's fine. Well, I was telling Aaron, because I'm sure we'll talk about it, but there was a problem you had when you got to Utah. And feel like it's been literal weeks since that happened. Like, in my mind, I was like, maybe that happened when she was like there for Christmas. And I was like, wait, no, was literally days ago.
It feels like it happened when you were there for Christmas. So we went to Utah this weekend, left on Friday. Like, we left our home at 5:30 in the morning, like flights at 7 a.m.
That's so annoying now thinking back.
And then we came home on Monday because it was a long weekend. Our flight landed at 9:30 p.m. So like a full Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, like full 4 days there. And then we were walking back to the car last night at the airport. TJ was like, I feel like we were just there for like a month.
Yeah, it didn't feel like that.
It was such a long weekend. Yeah. And it was unfortunately kind of a bust of a trip.
Why?
I feel really bad for TJ.
In terms of skiing?
Yeah. Okay. So when we were there for Christmas, there was no snow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we skied, but it was bad. Okay. Like, it wasn't great. We got out, we got our exercise, but like, TJ was
Don't they have fake snowmakers?
So, no, not there. Was so bummed the whole time. Yeah. Just because, you know, he was like stressed about stuff and he's just like, this is my favorite thing in life to do. So we wound up leaving that trip early, like 5 or 6 days early, because TJ was like, I'd rather just go back to LA than like ski on twigs. And like twigs. Every day, like, you can hear him. He was just like, well, guess I'll go skiing even though there's no snow. Like, just like literally every day. I was like, okay, like,
we get it.
Be grateful for what you have.
Yeah.
And
I'm right here.
Yeah. And so then this time when we went back, there was too much snow.
Oh, that's a thing. Well, I guess that makes sense.
So we stay at the top of the ski resort. So when we landed on Friday, I like opened my phone and it was like, resort is closed for the day. And I was like, what does that mean? And I was like, okay, maybe you just can't ski, but like, we can still get up the hill.
Yeah.
They closed the gate. It was just too bad. Like, avalanches were happening on the road.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was too bad. So we had to get a hotel for the night, like, down at the bottom. And it was like, fun and nice. But, like, obviously, TJ, we got there at fucking 10 a.m. Like, TJ was like, I'm going to ski.
An all-day thing.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that was a bust.
Yeah.
And so then we get up the next morning. Also, Paris was so sick that night. I literally didn't sleep a wink. Because her food was at the top of the mountain. So we had to get her like shitty food from Rite Aid. And Rite then she Aid. Had like acid, not Rite Aid, the grocery store. But you like, can get food from Rite
Aid. I know. Desperate times for me. I've definitely been there before.
Yeah, I went there when Carly left our freezer open.
I'm so sorry.
And all of Paris's food spoiled. And so she had like really bad acid reflux. She wasn't like puking, but it's like she's on the verge of puking, and she just did it the whole night, and TJ literally just like slept through it.
Amen.
And I was comforting her and I was like, this solidifies me never having a baby.
Okay. Yeah,
because like, that you're just gonna roll over.
No, if there's a baby,
you care about your baby.
I would be like tapping, be like, it's your turn.
Well, he was like awake and he would like pet her and then just roll over.
Oh, see.
And I'm like, she's gagging.
That is not how we roll around here.
Of course, with a baby, I'm sure it would be different, but I was like,
nope, it won't be different.
If this is how it's gonna be. And so then he wakes me up. It's like 8 a.m. on Saturday. And we had like this whole thing planned. We stayed at like a cute B&B. And they were like, you get breakfast in the morning.
Cute.
TJ's explaining to me what he ordered. He was like, I got you this like hash. It's like a plate of hash. They like hash brown.
Yeah.
And they like mash into the plate. And then they cover it with like egg and like all this stuff, whatever. I was like, oh my God, can't wait. He was like, we have to get up the mountain. We can't have breakfast. We can't do anything. They're opening it. And there's only going to be a little opening because it's supposed to snow.
Okay.
So we go. There is like a huge, massive line. We probably get there around like 9 and it's still, the gate wasn't open yet. This thing was backed up for like a mile. Because the resort was open, and so everyone who was probably supposed to go the day prior was like, I'll just go today. Sat there for probably like 20 minutes, then we finally make it up to top of the mountain, no problems. I'm so tired, though, because I stayed up all night with a dog.
Yeah.
That I was like, I physically cannot go skiing.
Yeah.
Like,
I will wither.
I'll hurt myself.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just not willing to take that chance. So I stayed in, and everyone else went out skiing. The next day, resort closed again.
What? So no one could ski.
I thought TJ was going to kill himself. No one could ski. It was crazy. Oh, like, no. You couldn't get up. You couldn't get down. Like, oh, it was no. not good conditions. Yeah. And that it was crazy, too, on the night that it was open is when the storm started happening again. And it closes at, I believe, 4, the skiing. And there had been so much snow accumulated that no one could get down the mountain. It was like 7 p.m. and the parking lot was still full and people were like,
holy shit, in their cars.
It was pretty crazy. I was like, what's everyone going to do?
Oh, my God.
But they do this thing where they like will get like a plow to come up. Mm-hmm. By the way, guys, this is like a 9,000 like altitude. Like, we're high.
It's the real deal.
And so they have like a plow come, I think, and then they lead the way and lead everyone
Whoa.
Down. Which was crazy. And then
fearless leader.
I felt like I was getting sick.
Oh no.
Like, it was crazy. TJ was in bed and he was like, I have the chills. Like, I have a fever.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I am sweating my ass off. And then the next day I woke up and my whole body, you know, when your body like aches before you're about to get a cold.
Yeah. You're like, I'm sick for sure.
Yes.
But I feel like, but you just started your period.
That, but it was so weird. I think we both had altitude sickness.
Whoa.
And I've never had it before. Carly, I was freaking out. I was like, I have to go on like a bachelorette party. Like, I have COVID. Like, there's no, I genuinely.
You mean I can get out of the bachelorette? I get out of all my plans.
No, but I started panicking. I was like, I don't want to get sick. I'm going to get stuck here. I'm not going to be able to get on a plane to go home.
God.
Like, I fully was like, I am not well.
Yeah.
And so I was like, honestly thankful that I had like the day to rest. But then the next day I was like, I woke up and I felt a little bit better. But like for 2 days, I was like edging.
What the fuck?
And I was like.
Edging sickness.
Something weird is going on. And so then on Sunday, didn't go skiing because I was like freaked out. I was like, well, if I'm getting sick, I don't want to like make it worse. I'd rather just rest. So I literally
didn't ski
sat inside for 4 days.
Did you read? What'd you do for 4 days?
Not like, I hate our book.
Oh no. Okay. That makes me feel good. Cause like, I don't want to read at all.
I just like, can't get through it. It's so, but like, I want to do book club, but I feel like maybe
we could pick a different book.
Yeah. I haven't even talked to Cheryl about it, but like, I cannot get through it.
Okay. I don't want to read it,
but I have to, you know me, I'll finish it.
You're going to finish it.
I read on Friday when we were at the hotel and I was just like, I hate this book. I just watched a shit ton of TikTok, like 150 pages in.
Oh, that's bad then. If you're that far in and you're like, I don't want to finish this, like that's when I give up.
Also, like maybe I'm cynical. Maybe like the thing is, it's not a bad book. Like it has a good plot, but I'm just like, okay, enough.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it's not about me. I was like, no, what is it about?
I don't even know what it's called. I can't remember.
Wrong place.
It's also
wrong
really British. Like a lot of the things they say. I'm just like, I don't know what you say in love.
Yeah. Oh fuck. I'm never gonna know.
Yeah. So.
I don't want to read it then.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch TikToks.
I told you about Yellowface, right?
What?
The book Yellowface.
What's about?
The girl, I'm almost 100%
probably
positive.
I probably just don't know
the author who stole the book from.
Oh, yes. Okay. See that? I remember. Yeah.
And I just so badly wanted to start that one. But like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just have to get through books.
Oh, that's so. Because why don't you finish the audio like while you drive around or something? Like finish it. The audio version on Spotify since it's free anyway.
Then
you're not like spent wasting time just reading. You can at least like listen. I think did we talk about this? Like doing chores or like.
Good influences. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like driving or whatever. It's like kind of nice to listen to a book.
I wonder if they have it on Spotify.
They probably do. I feel like they have so many.
Wish I knew the title.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me look. I could actually do that because I have a lot to do around the house today.
Yeah, you can just play it over the speakers while you just. Run around
place wrong time. That's pretty crazy that they have all those audiobooks now.
I know. I am.
Oh my God, they do. But like, I don't know where to start.
I think you can.
Oh, it's like, the chapters. Yeah, I don't know. It's.
Do you think the can you play like a second of it? See if it's British.
If they're British.
I they have to be.
Day zero.
Oh,
just after midnight.
I don't know.
Jen is glad of the clocks going back tonight.
This is a bedtime story.
Extra time.
This feels like the calm app.
Pretending she isn't waking
up. There's not no chance.
It's like the sleep calm app.
Yeah, I also feel like we've had this conversation. I don't know if I can do audiobooks. I need them to like act it out.
You need to watch. Yeah, I need a show.
Like for me, when I read books, I see the characters in my head, and like I have different voices for them and stuff. And like with that, I'm just gonna hear Siri talking to me.
Oh, that's funny. It's probably because you also started the books. You already have something in your head.
Yeah, that's true. Also, the book is so confusing. Like, there are so many goddamn people.
Oh, no. Is like, it like a Game of Thrones type of, like, many people?
Oh, no. There's just so many people that they name that I'm like, I don't know who that
I'm
is.
I'm going to write it down. It's
already confusing enough.
I don't want to read it.
And it's super, her husband's name is Kelly and her name is Jen, but then I always think that Kelly is her.
Oh, yeah, so I know. I read only the first chapter and even then I was confused.
I do love the name Kelly as a boy's name. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cute. However, in this instance, it's very confusing for me.
I'm not going to be able to, I'm not reading it. I'm just not.
No, yeah, like I cannot get through it. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Maybe I'll like read the spark notes or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
What are they called? What are they called now?
Footnotes? Spark notes?
Yeah, I guess.
I think spark notes.
I wonder if that's still a thing.
You could probably literally just like type AI, tell me what this
book. Oh, yes, yes.
Tell
yes.
me the plot of this book.
ChatGPT, I'll ask.
Yeah.
What's the plot and what happens?
The thing is, the plot is good, but it's like, I feel like they're getting carried away. And I think that's why
kind
I'm
of
like,
the worst, ugh. Though, because it like makes it so unrealistic that you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Now it's crazy.
Do you want me to tell you the plot of it?
Yes. Okay. I would die.
It's good. Like, it starts. The opening scene mm-hmm. is basically like, it's really late at night.
I read the first chapter. You can explain to the people.
Okay, yeah. This couple, their son is not home for curfew. And so Jen, the mom, is standing in this window that she always like looks through to like greet her son when he comes home. And then she sees him outside. And then she's like, oh, here he comes. And then she's like, wait, what's this other person doing? And then he runs and stabs someone. Mm-hmm. And so she witnesses her son murder somebody, spends the night in the police station, wakes up. It didn't happen.
Oh.
It's the day before. This woman is traveling back in time.
Oh, no, no.
And every
My
day,
little brain.
Every single day she wakes up, it's like either the day before or like multiple days before. And she's caught in what she's referring to as a time loop. So basically It's like, I have to go back to change the course of history so that I can stop him from killing this person.
Wow.
I have to figure out.
It does sound really good.
I know.
Like you explain that. I'm like, I'm going to read it now. Yeah. I'm fully
I have
it.
To find out all of this information and who these people are and like figure out this mystery and why he stabbed this person. But then it's like nobody remembers. So it's like she has conversations with like her husband and explains to him what's going on and finally convinces him. And then she wakes up and it's the day before.
That is so
and it
annoying.
Didn't even happen.
Okay. Okay.
And then it's like so fucking ridiculous. There's like a. like a scientist or someone who's like studied time loops. And so she's like constantly reaching out to him and like having to re-explain herself. I'm like, okay, like
I get it.
This isn't real.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like some books have good plots, but it's terrible to read. Like things never got over. I always say that. I'm like, I feel like the plot would be so interesting if it was written differently.
Yes.
So tragic.
I think it's, I think I just also haven't been in like, well, I feel like I was in the mood to like really read and I busted out like 60 pages on a flight and then
that book.
Yeah. Like on the way there, last time we went, I don't fucking know. But then I've just been like, oh, this is really hard to get through.
Yeah. That's the worst. I feel like I've given up on like two books and one was the one you gave me. It was like disappeared or something. It's like the mom who disappeared and they like have no idea where she went. They think that she like died while hiking or something. They couldn't figure out where she went. And I was like halfway through and I was like, I cannot finish this, but I have to know what happened. So I just looked up the ending.
I don't even remember what happened. She wasn't dead, was she?
I feel like she wasn't, but I don't. It's been so
watch
long.
Watch you disappear or something like that?
Yes, yes, yes. Watch me disappear.
I think that might be the one you donated.
Probably. Sorry.
I feel like I liked that book.
It's gone now.
But I couldn't tell you what
Did
happened.
I donate that one?
I don't know. It was probably one like that.
Maybe.
It's fine.
Thank God.
that was my weekend. I don't think I'm leaving anything out. I watched a lot of I watched the new season of Fargo.
Oh,
I think we're missing like a couple of episodes because they haven't.
Should I watch that?
I'm loving it.
Okay.
Also, like I think we watched the first two seasons of Fargo. There's five, mm-hmm. So we started watching I think the third one. Oh my god, like months ago. But then TJ was like, John Hamm's in the new one. And they're anthology, so each season is a different thing. And so we started watching it. He has his nipples pierced.
John Hamm?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
It's so bizarre. Like, literally watching it, I'm just like, what?
It's so crazy, because all I have it to compare to is the movie that I watched, like, months ago. And I'm just like, how the fuck is this a TV series? But I know it's all different. It's
I'm not, just like, how do these things keep happening in these Fargo. Places?
In okay, maybe I'll, yeah, because I think Nolan's like watched it and likes it.
No, like there's a whole like subplot. You're gonna know, like you're gonna watch it and be like,
huh? Is the same season Bob Odenkirk is in?
No.
Okay, so it's John
Hamm. I think his was the first one.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
I'm just like so no obsessed idea. With him. I'm like, I want to watch Nebraska now. No,
this season is so weird. But I really like it.
Okay.
Like there is literally a whole plot that's just like, why is this in the show?
We are stressing because like Better Call Saul will be over like, well, in a couple seasons.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like we're on such a good, like we've watched the best shows like Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. I'm like, what can we watch that'll be like
Fargo's on really par? Good.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like Breaking Bad. Good.
Well,
but
yeah.
Like I would start at the first season. I okay. really, really liked the first season.
I think you've seen the
They're
first
like
season,
mystery but... thrillers, okay. dramas.
Okay.
Well, wait, you don't like the accents.
No, I don't.
So,
but he said they're not as bad in the show. They're bad in the show.
Okay, this season's actually really funny because the girl,
John Hamm with the accent.
His is like not that bad,
okay.
to be honest.
Okay.
But you didn't watch Ted Lasso, but there is a no. girl from Ted Lasso, Juno, and she is British.
Mm.
And so then I was like, oh my God, Juno, love her. And then she starts talking. And I was like, what the fuck is
weird.
This? But
weird.
She does it really good. But it is having to adjust from the British accent to this accent.
Oh, yeah.
And then like just having to listen to this accent is kind of like a tough one. But she is an incredible actor. And I'm really liking the season. It's very bizarre. But
did it win an Emmy?
I don't
did you
think
watch
it
Emmys?
Was nominated. I did. They were... so funny.
Okay, I haven't seen a thing. I'm like, did anything crazy happen? Like, was there funny
it's
moments?
Just like Succession won everything.
I did see the Chelsea Handler joke about Joe Coy.
Oh,
obviously.
That wasn't the Emmys.
What was that?
Critics' Choice.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, there have been two award shows in the past 2 days. And it's literally just all the same people.
Okay, I think that's what I'm getting confused by because, yeah.
I didn't watch that because we were in Utah. But
who
then,
hosted this one?
Who the hosted? Emmys. Oh my God, what is his name? I don't know what his name is.
What does he do?
He's an actor. He's like the, oh my God. He has like Blackish, Grownish. Oh my God, what the fuck is his name? Doesn't make me so mad.
Grownish?
But... yeah, Grownish.
Grownish?
Yeah. His name like, I should know this. I don't know. You would know him. He's like very famous.
Yeah, but we'll see.
Emmys, you'll know him.
All Bowie knows face, yeah.
I also think it's because I really watch a lot of TV. That's, yeah. So like with the Oscars?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't watch most of those movies, but I love watching celebrities like interact and I love the lore of it all, whatever. Yeah. But with the Emmys, I was like, I watch every single one of these fucking TV shows.
Yeah.
And then like all the hosts are the people who come to like present awards. They're all also from like old TV shows.
Oh,
it was
cute.
Really good. It was super funny. And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's how I feel about the Grammys.
Grammys are just so fun. The award shows.
Me too. And it was such a time, like the time when we were in high school, when like Twitter came out, or like maybe it was college.
Like when the VMAs were good.
Oh my God, it was so fun to watch VMAs and be on Twitter at the same time because then it was like, you know, just your timeline.
Yeah.
And people just... tweeting all about the award shows. It was the only thing to do. Like there was no like real social media like there is now.
I know.
So funny.
I actually also cried a couple times during
Oh my
the
God.
Emmys.
I got bamboozled by Twitter again. But like for like a split second, I was like, oh. But it was a verified account, which doesn't mean anything these days. But it was like Taylor Swift.
If it's verified, it's
I know
fake.
But there's ones that are like Pop Crave that's verified and that's real. Like those ones, yeah. Like The Sun or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like Taylor Swift will be performing at the Grammys this year. And I was like, oh, cool. And I was like, oh, I could see that happening. But then it was the picture of like the fake Taylor Swift that like performed at the malls. And I was like, God damn it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But okay. I'm glad I didn't send it to you. And I noticed before. Could you imagine?
Carly, it feeds me so much fake news.
No, I'm and literally then I'm, queen, like, of like queen of misinformation. Queen of misinformation.
Yeah. But I get it.
I don't I feel like at this point. Like at this point, I should be like, looking at it harder, but I think I just like fully trust and I'm like, oh cool,
yeah, you're too trusting,
so trusting.
Happens to the best of us, you know.
I know. Just walked all over
by Twitter by Gen Z.
Too trusting of Twitter.
Gen Z on one
out to get me.
I was saying to TJ last night, I was like, there's two sides to Gen Z. It's like the blue haireds,
yeah,
and then like the funnies.
Yes. the blue hairs need to go away. Mm-hmm. I like what you're doing, but not in this way.
No, like you can do it, but
don't come after other people.
Not as much.
There's some, yeah, I don't know if it's like the millennial in us or like what, but I'm just like,
I think it's just like up. We've lost the plot of like just advocating for things that are important and started not even advocating, just like, I will fucking slit your throat.
Like attacking you for not
a misstep.
Yes.
Without being like, hey, maybe you didn't know this. And like, here's something that you could like learn and understand. But it's also like, you're getting upset about things that are like so inconsequential.
Yeah.
Like I genuinely, the phrase touch grass, it's like, take a breather, go out in like the nicest way possible. Like,
I mean, there's times, I'm not gonna lie, I need to go touch grass.
Yes.
And I'm aware of that.
I have fully reassessed like behaviors. Okay, here's the thing. Like during the pandemic, I feel like the only thing that we could do was like advocate for stuff because
look
we
at our
were
phones
like
too. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like that is all you are consuming.
Yeah.
Now that we are out of that, I'm like, oh wow, I probably could have like stopped for a second before I said some things.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
It was a very hot time.
Yeah.
Especially with like Black Lives Matter happening. It was like a lot going on at once.
COVID, like literally, and it was like all you were being fed.
Craziness. Yes. Yeah.
And so like you see something and you're just like, this is fucked up. This is fucked up. This is fucked up. This is fucked up. And then you're just in that mindset. Mm-hmm. But now when you see those things, you can take a little breath, walk out your front door and just look at the grass and be like, maybe I shouldn't.
Honestly, I think here's what we should do. Mm-hmm. When you want to comment something rude or like come after someone, sleep on it. I think you should sleep on it and journal about it. Maybe meditate on it. And if it still is bothering you the next day after you've like maybe left your house a couple times, then say something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm just becoming a goddamn boomer.
I think that might be it.
What? I'm just like, everyone shut up. Yeah.
I think it's because it's like, don't get me wrong. I don't regret, nor will I ever regret like standing up for people who need like a voice.
Of course.
However,
other people have like made that impossible to do.
I just don't post anything like that anymore because it's like, no matter what you say, it's never going to be good enough. It's never going to be maybe the right information. Mm-hmm. It's just never enough.
And I understand people being like, okay, but it doesn't matter. Like you have such a big platform and like you should, but in the real life, we are just two girls. Like
Not educated.
I literally don't know shit.
Yeah. I just think it's like, we should be encouraging people who have big platforms to use them as long as they know what they're talking about.
If they're educated about it and they, It's just like if the pandemic happened right now, I don't know if I would say anything. I'm being dead serious. Like, I'm sorry. Like
Well, wait until you're trapped in your house for three fucking months and maybe you would.
I know. But it's just like looking back, I'm just like, I don't know if that's where you were going with it, but I'm just
No, of course.
I definitely could have touched grass or like replied to people that were like, Trump's great. I'm like, you don't know anything. I'm like, okay, let's come on.
I think, that was just like a lot of traumatic stuff all happening at one time and feeling so
like defeated.
Like we couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this is what I can do.
Yeah.
And not for nothing. I did feel a lot of the things that I felt and I still stand behind that. But it's like, okay, well, maybe didn't need to be saying something.
Yeah, I know.
Which is...
it's very reflective.
So reflective.
Did you steal my therapist when I quit?
No, I'm perfect. I don't need one.
Yeah.
But like now it's like, you can go outside.
Yes, you can go do anything.
You can take a little breather.
And pretty much do anything in the world.
And you can choose to just not get upset about things that literally don't matter.
Yeah, it's like crazy. I mean, I've said this out loud, probably on this, but like if I go live on TikTok, there's always like at least four people being like, Team Jeff. And I'm like, what do you mean team? Like, I like Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I like Jeff. What do you mean team?
I like Jeff.
Like literally, they're just saying it for a reaction. And that's what really... that's what makes me upset. I don't care that that's the comment. Totally. I care that they're in there to be like, bruh, bruh, bruh. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
And it's like, get a life.
I know.
Like, not for nothing. Like, I'm happy that he has people who support him in that sense. But like, I don't think that he
doesn't need us to be like, we are on Team Jeff. Like, that's not how things work.
Yeah. It's also just like so silly. Like, go support Jeff then.
Literally.
Go like That's send Jeff like, a DM. Like you're not doing anything helpful.
Like do you care what I say about this? Like actually in your deepest valve of your heart, like do you care what I say about this, or are you just like, oh, I'm gonna say something that's gonna make her mad or make her say something?
Yeah,
or make
and it's her like blah, not blah, for blah. Nothing. Like, we have our own relationships with Jeff. Like, of course, I feel horrible about everything that happened. Yeah. I said those sentiments to him, personally. Like, it's not
everything is online.
Yeah, and like you don't know that, so shut the fuck up.
I love, like, it's such a double-edged, like, I love social media so much, and I feel so lucky we get to do what we do.
Of course.
But at the same time, I'm just like, everyone, just touch grass. I mean, not, I think a lot of our, like, followers are, like, good. Yeah. It's, like, stuff I see on TikTok a lot. I'm like, you're really mad about this. Well,
this was all stemming because this, do you care if I...
No.
The other night, I was laying in bed, and a TikTok came on my For You page, and it was this girl basically being like, all of these influencers are going to, like, a Hunger Games-themed birthday party, and I just can't believe how tone-deaf they are, blah, blah, and he's, like, going on this rant, and I literally was like, huh?
Like, that ass was like, it's a costume party, what do you mean?
Yeah, and so
I... And that's not because we are elite, and we are so rich, we don't care about other people. It's literally not that at all.
Yeah, and so it was... our friend Tristan's birthday party. Like, we know this person personally. And
Has a 9-to-5, mind you. Yeah. He's not an influencer. I mean, he is an influencer, but, like, he has a 9-to-5.
Yes.
Like, he's not... I could see if it was, like, Alex Earle or, like, Kylie Jenner throwing it. I'd be like, okay, I get, like, the sentiment, but, like, it's still, like, kind of crazy. But it's literally...
No, I almost texted in our group chat being like, no offense, but none of you are the 1%.
No, I know. It's like, okay, if Jeff Bezos was doing this with, like, Elon Musk and Oprah and, like, all these people, I'd be like, this is weird. We are just stupid, basic little influencers who don't mean a shit to this world, and you guys are coming after all. I wasn't even there.
Yeah. No, but so, oh, yeah, we were not there, but, like, not for nothing. I sent it to Carly. It had, like, maybe, like, when you were watching it and what? The heart. What is the, like, likes?
Yes.
It had, like, maybe 5,000. And I was like, this is so weird that it, like, targeted me like this because it's not, like, crazy. Then the next day, I looked at it again and it had, like, over 50,000 hearts.
It has 62 or 64,000 now.
And so I sent it in our group chat to Matt and Mike who were there. And I was like, I can't believe you guys are getting canceled. And then I just was talking about how stupid it was because all the comments are just like, they're so tone deaf. But, like, go put your energy into shit that fucking matters.
Like, do this to the top 1%.
Like, of course they're not, like, at we're the stupid. Party being like, poor people.
Yeah, it's, like, literally a theme. It's because The Hunger Games just came out, like, a new movie.
It
literally, if Barbie just came out, it would have been a Barbie-themed party.
No.
But I understand. Okay, here's, like, let's address this, like, top comment with the most likes.
Of course.
These comments are wild because the literal author of the book would completely agree with you because it is that deep. Again, if this were the elites having a party, showing off their wealth, if Tristan gifted everyone a Rolls Royce...
Yeah.
And a house.
Yeah.
And a chef. I'd be like, okay, I understand where these TikToks are coming from. The influencers there also were, like, not huge. I mean, Brittany Broski's, whatever. I don't want to, like, name names, but, like,
sure.
There weren't, like, it wasn't Alex Earle and Emma Chamberlain. Like, what? It's literally a friend group that had a party and they're on social media.
I just, like, think that people think that other people's intentions are so
bad. Off the bat.
Yeah. Sorry, like, they're like, they had, intentionally had this theme because of what's going on in the world, which is, like, you have to be, like, so, I'm sorry, dumb to actually think that.
Yeah.
It's a fucking birthday party. They're just dressing up in costumes of a timely movie.
You think those people are that evil that they're like, we're gonna show off our wealth, even though...
No, like, we are the ones that the 1% is fucking over. Like,
literally.
Not for nothing. And, like, of course, with, like, everything going on in the world, I get it. But this is, like, it's not...
This is not what you should be, like, at all.
Like, it literally...
It's a movie!
It's a book.
It's a book. Sorry, it is a book. Literally.
And, like, I get that the book was obviously based off of, like, what's happening in the United States or whatever in, like, a different way. But, like, that's not to say that... You're, like, giving them too much credit.
Yes, exactly.
For, like, thinking, like, with, like, peace and love. Like, Tristan didn't go into this with malicious intent to be like, I'm gonna, like, make a statement here.
Yeah.
Like, it's so silly. And, like, I fear we are all losing the plot.
Everyone's losing the plot.
What matters and what does not matter.
And, like I said, I would completely understand if it was like the top 1%, because then it'd be like, holy shit.
Well, remember when they had like their Handmaid's Tale party?
Yeah, Kylie Jenner.
I think it was Kim, but they were all dressed as like handmaids. Yes. I was like, God.
No, that was weird, because it's like, you guys are like literally the elite. Like, this is kind of strange. I get that. Like, that makes sense to me. And it's also like the Capitol is such a good costume.
I know. And like, let's not pretend like we weren't having Hunger Games themed parties like, for like years after it came out.
I know. I'm just like, it's like crazy. I can't wait for this
to get clipped.
I know, it will. Well, I don't know if I should give us that much credit, but it probably will.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Just because people don't have any time on their hands and they're like, they are so dumb, which we are.
Yeah, we're literally
which is why we don't stupid. Think it's a big deal.
Yes, that's why. Yes, maybe it is. And we're just that dumb. Like, no, let's I have literally the was like,
guys, we got to vote for Trump.
I know. It's going too far.
I was like, I can't live in a world where this is the norm, like, because like,
yeah,
I literally was watching and I was like, this looks so fun. Like, I'm sad I'm not there.
Yeah.
And like, of course I have so much privilege, but like, I also didn't view it that way. Like, as someone who, like, of course I recognize what's happening everywhere in the world right now, but like, for them it was probably an escape from that. We were having a fun night. We're gonna get dressed up. He wasn't like, I'm gonna be this fucking guy from the Capitol because I'm better than
it's my birthday,
like,
bitches.
I don't know. It's just too much for me. I can't do it anymore.
It's actually so ironic and funny, and I hope Tristan does not take this like in a bad way, but it's like so funny that people are saying this. They probably don't even realize it's Tristan's birthday party and he has like a regular job.
Yeah,
he's not like that's just so funny. And like you think Matt King is going to a party being like, I'm wealthy and everyone sucks below me.
No, we had a great costume.
Like, he's literally just like going to his friend's birthday. I don't know. I completely am in agreement. I think it's a little too far gone.
They all hopped on a PJ and flew to the bar 5 minutes down the road.
Like, yeah, then I'd be like, okay, that's kind of crazy.
No, it's just like,
even if Taylor Swift was at a Hunger Games party like that and people were making videos, I'd be like, no, I get it. Like, she's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, I understand how this could come off.
Yeah. I
fucking
agree.
Random LA influencers that are like a friend group. It's not like somebody threw a Hunger Games party like for the top creators of influencers. Yeah. Like,
I also hate how people do that without like naming everyone.
What do you mean?
Like, she's just like, all these influencers, like, I'm not gonna say who or whatever, but blah blah blah, blah. And it's like, okay, but like, you're
name
still
them.
Starting shit, so you might as
name
well
them.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine wasting so much energy on stuff that's like not the point. Like, I understand the point that people are trying to make and being like, they're about, but you're taking it out on like the wrong people.
I agree.
All that being said, Tristan looked great.
He did. Should we do an outfit review for a video?
No, I almost said that in the group chat,
so
but of course they would never.
That's, oh yeah.
We can.
That's so funny. We're like, oh, our most elite friend. Yeah. Right here.
She probably has the most money in the bank.
Yeah, it's just like, and like, I don't mean this in a bad way either, but I feel like there weren't like a ton of like huge influencers from like what I saw. So it's like, why are people like, you know?
I
don't know if you agree with that.
No, I just agree, like, no matter what, like, girl, go out with your friends on a Saturday night.
I know.
Like, if this is what it's you're
weird.
Spiraling.
I think it's also like us growing up, like, we never had these thoughts because social media wasn't how it is now, and it wasn't like everyone getting mad at people for stuff.
It's also like, if like, then if I saw celebrities doing that and like I was where I was, I'd be like, that's so cool, I want to do that one day.
Yeah
It's, where's our food?
I don't know, guys. I was starving before this even started this pod.
Yeah,
even.
I chatted Carly's ear off.
Yeah, chatted. Oh, it's here. It's outside.
What? I didn't even get a notification.
Well, see you guys, gotta eat.
Oh no, okay. I actually did 8 minutes ago.
Okay, Sly.
Okay.
Well, I guess we can move on. I mean, I didn't
did
really.
Did you do anything?
I did.
Other than your diamond.
I did a lot of diamond art. The night you came in, I was on there for 3.5 hours.
I know, I have to tell you something.
Okay.
Remember the day I texted you and you were like, I'm at the flea market?
Yes.
I texted Carly. I was like, can you bring a package in for me at some point today? And she's like, yeah, I'm at the flea market now. Like, I'll do it when I'm done. And then TJ was watching TikTok and you were doing diamond art. And you hadn't come to the house yet. I was like, she told me she was at the flea market.
I was.
You were on live. It was like probably a while after.
Maybe
I texted
like
you.
Forgot or something and then went after. I mean, I went,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. But oh, okay. It was like, it was probably, I think, like a couple hours after, but then you're just, he was like scrolling TikTok and you were on live doing diamond art. And I was like,
wait, what time?
I don't know when he saw it. I could tell you when you came to the house. It was later in the day. It, I mean, it didn't matter, but it was just a funny thing. Cause I was like, wait,
no, I'm not stressed about it. I'm just like, I don't remember. Like,
it was just like a silly thing.
Yeah. I was on, also, I was on there for like, I don't know if that was the same night. I was trying to finish one and I was like, I'm going to finish this fucking thing on live tonight.
You sent me like a picture from somewhere later. The shoes that offended me.
Oh, whatever. Also, I asked my live and most people
said. You
came
after that.
Huh?
I think you came after you were at the mall. What'd you go to the mall for?
I was with Emma and she wanted, oh, she was trying to find the like slipper Uggs.
Like mine?
I think so. Yeah. Mm. She wants the black ones.
Yeah, they're good.
But they don't, they're like out everywhere. So we were just like at the mall, just like, burp, burp, burp. Oh, yeah. I fully don't even remember what day that was.
I thought it was really funny though. I was like, wait a minute.
I know. But I was like trying
just
to.
Just lying.
That wasn't lying.
No, I know. But it's like when I saw it, I was like, she told me she was at the flea market.
I'm trying to think of like what, okay.
Her art and.
Yeah, just not taking her privileged bags.
No, but
in.
I was like, she's like so ashamed that she's like, oh, I'm at the flea.
No, I was. So the flea, the Los Feliz flea moved and now it's like in a parking garage, but it's like very sick. Like you, it kind of sounds weird, but it's at the top of a parking garage.
In Los Feliz?
It's like closer to like, it's like almost downtown. I'm not exactly sure where it is.
So do they still call it the Los Feliz?
Yeah. I think it is Los Feliz. It must be like on the, I don't know. I'll show you because I don't really know where places are that well. I just follow my GPS and I end up there.
That can't be.
It was so damn cute. I really like it. I'm trying to think. Okay, so it's at the Fleet and I remember I was like, okay, I'm going to leave because I like had plans with Emma after she had, I didn't get into Pilates on Saturday. So I was like, I'll go hang out with you after. I don't know. I cannot remember shit. I remember I went home, but I thought I stopped at your house before I went home, but I guess I didn't.
No.
Maybe I was like, I'll go before Emma's.
Maybe you were like
after.
Grabbing a bite or something inside and you're like, I'll just do
I don't remember.
Diamonds.
Well, no, I wouldn't go live. I was like planning on doing something else. But anyways, I was on live. I was on there for like 3.5 fucking hours. I literally was like.
No, there was one day where I was scrolling it and was that every night. Time I opened my TikTok, you were on live. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
No, people were like, how come
go
I see this TikTok?
Grass.
Yeah, no, literally, I need to touch grass. But I was trying to finish it. And I was like, I'm going to finish it tonight. And it was like actually fun.
No, TJ literally was like, how much is she getting paid? No, she's just on here.
Other people think that. It does help your TikTok page a lot, though.
Oh.
Like I've noticed, like it boosts my video. So that's like another reason I keep going live is because it helps my TikTok algorithm stuff. And I just have like such a good time doing it.
Last week when we were kikiing on live, I was loving it.
We need to go back to the shoes.
Okay.
I did ask while I was live. Well, I keep like skipping around. I feel like I'm so hungry. I have like ADHD right now.
Do you want to eat and we can take a break?
No. Okay. I don't want to take a break. I just need to finish this out. I was like, LOL, let me put on the entire Eras Tour playlist and see if I can finish it by the time it's over. Didn't finish it by the time it was over. I actually listened to like 6 more songs. But people are like, well, you skipped a lot of Red because I skipped all like the singles, like 22 and all that. And I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. It was just funny. It took so long. And then I finally finished it and I felt so satisfied.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyways, I saw these shoes at the mall and literally, so even Emma was like, those look like Aaron. I was like, oh, I know. I was just thinking that. I was like,
well, to be fair, she doesn't really know me that well.
Yeah, but they look like shoes you would have. They're literally black.
You think I would own those?
Yes. I asked people in live too and they're like 100% these are Aaron Coden.
Where would I wear them?
Aaron, you have so many crazy things that I'm like to Vegas or whatever. I don't know. You have so many random things that you get for events.
Okay.
Like, I don't think you're going to wear them around the house. I don't think you're going to go wear them to Erewhon.
Yeah, but like, give me an example of where you think I would wear this specific shoe.
I have no Stagecoach event. Like, I don't know.
Okay. No, that's a good one.
It was like a, I'll put a little video here. Yeah. And let us know if you think these are Aaron Coden or not. And do not take sides based on who you like more.
I showed them to, I literally was like, oh.
What did TJ say?
Like, so, he was like, no.
What? What?
Yeah, he's
okay.
No.
If you're just listening, they're just like black heels.
They're like black booty heels.
Booty heels
that have fringe coming down the sides, and they are sparkly.
They're like glittery.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like that's like
they look like Aaron to me. Like to even now, I'm like, no. You
they
wear those.
Look to me like something Taylor would wear.
That's kind of a compliment. You're welcome.
Well,
actually, it's not to you. I forget. I'm trying to see.
Wait, did you see the picture of her? Remember that dress? You were like, what do you think about this one? The other day, I could influence the green with
yes.
And I posted on my story. I couldn't get out of my head all day.
Oh, yeah.
And then I kept seeing it. And I was like, this is traumatizing me. The amount of people that DM'd me, they were like, what? Like, I love this look. I can't tell if they were messing with me or not.
I don't think so. We just all got our own opinions. That outfit those shoes was, belong on your feet, girl.
That outfit was fugly.
Oh, I agree.
She looked like Shrek coming out of the swamp.
Yeah, I know.
And like not
Taylor Swift Shrek.
Not in a cute way.
No.
That.
What? Can you send me that photo when we're done? Because I don't remember it at all.
Oh my God. It is like, I just like, none of her friends can be like real friends if they are letting her leave the house in these outfits.
No, but she probably likes it and that's fine.
Yeah, but I would be like, stop liking it.
That's not fair.
She was doing like the Jimmy Choos. It obviously is like you're wearing them because of what is the context of what's on them, not because you think they're good looking.
Oh, the reputation looking.
Yeah, boots. Like they have like snakes all over. The boot is fucking hideous. They are. We'll put up a picture, but if you can't see, just Google it.
Are you talking about the outfit you wore or the
boots you were talking about?
No, I don't know what I'm thinking. I literally can't think right now.
I just love her so much. And it really hurts me.
Okay.
To see her in things that are just bad. Like, yeah. Like she has so much potential.
She's always been like that millennial like dresser.
I know,
though.
But I feel like this year she started to take like some of the things I was like, okay, good, good, good. Mm-hmm. But it's like, wear the boots, fine. But what are we wearing it with that dress?
Can't take
for?
The Pennsylvania out of the girl.
What are we wearing? I don't know. I don't know. It's just so hard to see as like
she's Easter egging around. I don't know.
I know, but do it better. You're a billionaire.
Yeah, you're the elite 1%.
You're literally a billionaire.
Just like
you're not
capital.
Relatable. What are you doing? Like, stop being relatable and dressing bad.
Yeah, relatable.
Someone literally was like, I've seen you in this exact outfit. And I was like,
proof
it.
Proof.
Literally semi proof.
Receipts. I've seen you in those shoes actually that I sent you. So, and I have pictures to prove it.
Maybe in college, those like style.
What about
boots,
it do you not like? Is it the style of the boot?
Like, I would only wear those to like a costume party.
Okay.
Like, if I was.
I'm gonna find it, sorry.
In the context of some sort of like costume themed party, I would wear them if the shoe fits. But I would.
These are so you. Like, I feel like you'd be like, I'm gonna wear these to Coachella for something. I'm gonna wear these to.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear 6-inch stilettos.
Oh, I also saw these. These don't look like you to me, but I was like, LOL, these are funny.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like that's like themed.
Yeah.
Like a themed thing.
Maybe we'll post a video on Patreon and do a poll. Because I'm curious if like I'm just crazy.
Like I would never wear those on like a, you know, any other time than if it was something that I needed some sort of like themed outfit for. Like a Stagecoach event, maybe.
Okay.
But for you to send that to me and be like, these are so Erin coded. I need to know. Huh?
Just take it for what it is. It's just Erin coded. You might wear it. You might not. I just thought they looked like you.
You think
I'm
so cringe?
Hungry. There was fringe on it. It's giving Erin's giving Stagecoach. It looks like a coat you have.
I will say the elements separately.
Okay.
I'll take that. Okay. I love a fringe.
Okay.
I love like a glitz and glam.
Okay.
Like black.
Just black. Not the boot. Well, at least you're like giving me some reasons to think I'm not crazy.
Well, I don't think you're crazy. I just think that.
Gaslighting me. I would never wear those. Well, like, I guess to a.
Yeah, but that me saying I would costume. Never wear those. I'm not calling you crazy.
No, you are. No, but you're fully gaslighting because you're like, I would never wear those to anything. We're like, well, maybe like a themed thing. I'm like, yeah, like I said, like for a Vegas thing or like a Stagecoach event or something.
Well, yeah, that's just us having a conversation. That's not me gaslighting you.
Gaslight is in happens in a conversation.
Okay, but that's me.
How else do you think it happens? Telepathy?
Okay. I'm fighting with my 3-year-old.
I'm just so hungry.
I know, I can
I'm
tell.
Gonna cry.
I asked you if you wanted to take a break.
I don't think that would be good for me. I feel like I'd be like, out okay, of it after
well,
or something.
Then do you want to move on? Is there
Let's
anything
move the
else
fuck
that
on.
You would like to share? Oh, I also watched Priscilla.
Oh, how was it?
I liked it, but then I got the ick for Jacob Elordi again, so now I have to watch Saltburn.
Damn it. Yeah, you gotta watch Saltburn again. Or just watch like fan edits on TikTok.
Yeah. Ugh, it made me just like hate Elvis. It's so icky.
Yeah.
It's, well, it's different also, like, perspective. Her dad literally, Elvis is just like, come live with me. And her dad, he like calls her dad up because she's literally 14 years old. And he's like, can she come live with me? She'll go to school, blah, blah, blah. And he just lets her go live with Elvis.
I mean, times are different, baby girl.
But it's like weird because like her mom is even like, no. And her dad's like, no. And I'm like, huh?
And it's funny because in the actual Elvis movie, it like was portrayed so differently.
Yes. No, it's so sad.
Okay, I'm getting my life together.
It made me really want to read her book because the movie's based on her book.
I saw it at an estate sale. I was like, it says Elvis and me. And I was like, cute. And then I just like didn't get it.
You should have got it.
I know.
Okay.
My bad.
Okay. Oh, this is, look at the list.
Oh my God.
This day in history is a, I mean, if you were born on this day, like you're bound to be a star, I guess. Because this list is fucking nuts.
Okay.
I'm just going to read through them quick. If you like have any questions, please feel free to stop me. Okay. Jake Paul, Jim Carrey, Steve Harvey, Michelle Obama, Calvin Harris, Dwayne Wade, Ray J, Zooey Deschanel, Austin Knight, Lil Jon, James Earl Jones, Kid Rock, Tiesto, Maury Povich. That's all living. Dead, Betty White, Muhammad Ali, Benjamin Franklin.
What in the Illuminati?
No, like
is this day?
I had to keep running. I was like, another one? That's
just a one day.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
Isn't that crazy? These are all, no, these people aren't even just like famous, like they are superstars.
Franklin? Those are the 1% elite.
Yeah.
Like Capital, Hunger Games. Yeah.
Okay. And
cancel
then
that.
For entertainment, we have That's So Raven.
Oh, wow.
Motley Crue, Real Housewives of Potomac, Skins. Did you ever watch Skins?
Yes. Like kind of.
I don't think I got the channel, so I never watched it.
It was on MTV?
Oh, was it? I thought it was on like one of those weird like Showtime or something, like HBO. Maybe I did have the channel and I just didn't watch it.
I don't know.
But I feel as though that is something that I do want to watch.
Skins, yeah. Yeah. I always heard it's like so good. I mean, too. I definitely like, watched some of it, but I think people liked like the British one better. Like it was really good. Yes, so, it's
like the remake.
Yeah.
Say So by Doja Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic. The movie A Guy Thing. Oh my God. I literally wrote this down. I was like, I need to watch it this afternoon. I don't even know what that is. And Beverly Hills Ninja.
What is that?
It's a movie with Chris Farley. It's that like era of movies, the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't really have like any news.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the big things that have been happening have been like the award shows.
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift at the football game. But like, how many times are we going to talk about that?
I mean, yeah.
And then the one big thing was Ariana's new song.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have not listened to. I started playing the music video this morning. But then I got a text message and I had to immediately stop everything.
Should we talk about it?
No.
I think it's funny.
Okay.
Oh. I mean, I don't care.
Whatever you want.
I made an OnlyFans yesterday and then I deleted it in the middle of the night. Yeah. So I got so freaked out by it.
And then
Aaron like thought it.
Well, people were DMing me on OnlyFans being like, hey, like when are you and Carly going to collab? She has an OnlyFans now. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because the bitch didn't say a thing to me. And so then I text her. I'm like, did you start an OnlyFans?
I was like, yeah.
And she was like, yeah. And I was like, huh? So
I mean, I was going to talk to you about it today.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, I don't want to do this. I like got weirded out for some reason and not like in a bad way. Like, I don't think it's bad to have one or anything.
No,
it's just like not my
your
like,
comfort level is. Yeah. Not
Cause like sometimes
par.
I'd be like, yeah, no, it'd be fine. Like, I don't mind. But then when it like was real, I was like, what? No.
Yeah. That's the thing is it's like, I mean, you know me, it took me like a year to decide.
That's
like,
true. Yeah.
Logistically, of course it's like money will be great, but like there are multiple factors behind it. And I also like am so comfortable with like nudity, all of that stuff. And I
she's crying.
Yeah.
I just love
like
being
for
naked.
Me it's like art. Like I produce shoots, like I do all of this content creation that's so different than like everything else that we do, because it's all like photography, like you get ready, you plan things out, and like I'm such a planner like that, and I like love doing that. So for me it's like more than just like I'm gonna post my feet. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like it's truly like a fun little artsy thing. And I'm also really comfortable doing it. And I think that if you don't feel that, it's not.
It's a bad route to go down.
Yeah. It's like you're just doing it to do it.
Yeah.
For reasons that aren't like
enjoyment. That's a thing though, is like maybe I would like it though, because I like, I don't know, because you were like, it's so freeing and like kind of nice because like you have, and I'm like, okay, but I don't know. I just was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just like made, I didn't have anything on it. I just like made a page and no, then I was like, actually, no.
But I,
like, I woke up with like crippling anxiety and deleted it in the middle of the night.
Oh my God.
It was so weird. Yeah.
But I feel like that like also like for all you people out there, I'm not trying to dissuade her from starting this. I just,
yeah, you're going
to
attack her.
I don't want you guys to be mad at me. All these people who are looking forward to it. I just don't think that you should ever do something that you're not 100% comfortable doing.
Totally.
Because like,
that's ultimately why I was like, I shouldn't feel like this.
It's better to regret not doing something than do something and regret it.
Yeah.
Especially if you go into it with like one foot in, one foot out.
Like having a baby.
Nope.
It's like the same thing.
No, 100%. Except like your nigga body will live on the internet.
That's the thing. In my mind, I was like, I'll never be like naked on this.
No, and like everyone was asking me and I was like, oh, bitch, I didn't even know she made one.
And then I felt bad. So I was like, I don't want Aaron to think I was like hiding this because I wasn't.
I did think that.
No, really?
No, I was just like, why wouldn't she bring this up to me? That's really weird.
Yeah.
And then also like not for nothing, like just as my friend, I was like, well, obviously her starting this would then affect my business and I would think she would like have the decency
to give me a little
heads up.
I'm taking all your customers, bitch.
Or you might.
No.
They're sick of me. I've been doing it for years.
You do so much on there. I know, but
you have to think like a lot of people maybe couldn't afford to do both. Mm-hmm. But like that would, like for me, it's, I wouldn't be like, she's taking people. I'd just be like, I feel like she would tell me. So then I would like, no.
And I was like going to, and then I was just like, well, I deleted it.
And then a bunch of men let me know.
A bunch of men.
And they
fucking
were like,
men, are you tattling on
they
me?
They ratted you out.
They did.
But it was fun.
Now I'll never make one.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a.
What?
It's been like a hard couple months. I just like feel like in terms of friends that like every, I literally was like, what? I didn't cry.
Oh, okay. I was like,
I'll be
oh
honest.
God.
No, but I was
deep.
Just like,
I was like, it's not that deep at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also like, we didn't have a conversation, so I didn't really know what was going on. So like, it's like every thought runs through your mind.
Of
I'm like, oh my God, like, why am I finding out from all of these guys on the internet and like not Carly? And like, why wouldn't she come to me? Even Joe called me before he started one. Like, what's going on?
Just fully spiraling.
Well, I didn't start one. So I just made a page to like have it. And then people started subbing and I got freaked out and I got rid of it.
Yeah. Well.
And that's how you know, I think.
When you know, you know.
Like I said, it was like, okay, if I'm like not super comfortable with this, like that's bad. I'm not ready for this. I don't know how people like found mine. That's the thing. I just like made it to like have it in case I like wanted to do it at some point.
I did. I don't. I mean, it was two years ago
now. People maybe weren't like looking for it then.
No, because I got subscribers, like a bunch of subscribers before I even posted it. But I can't remember if I talked about it in like a vlog. I don't think I did though. I really do not remember.
Well, we talked about it on here a lot.
Yeah, but like when I started it, I think it was like probably maybe like 5 days before I actually launched it and I had subscribers already.
Yeah.
But I can't remember how they found it or if I mentioned it or if they just were like searching.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I'm like,
it's also like when something like that happened, like, I mean, you posted it. Someone is probably just sitting there waiting for you to do it.
And like posted it somewhere.
Yes. And then they posted it on Reddit, which I saw. I was like, that's all over the fucking internet.
Like, did you know Carly bought a new house? Like, what?
No. Yeah. I was like, there's no, literally when I texted you, I was expecting you to be like, no, like, what are you talking about? And then when you were like, yeah, I was like,
I said, yeah, but I
go away for 3 days
and now I'm a sex worker.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just like, maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Fully not that deep.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
did you tell Nolan?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
He was like, fine. I mean, you know, your body, your choice.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like really worried about that, but
yeah.
I was the one already, I guess.
That what?
I just like was the one not feeling it.
Yeah.
Just having the page. I was like, this is too weird for me right now.
I also was like, maybe I just don't know Carly at all. First, she thinks that...
The shoes.
The what?
The shoes.
What shoes? Oh, no.
Gonna say that. She thought these were Aaron coded.
No, I mean, in the context of like you... defending the vampire scene and the bathtub scene.
Okay.
And I was like, maybe some stuff's going on over there that I don't know about.
You like look at it and I have full crazy videos that are like worse than salt.
Your first post is your asshole.
I'm like, oh.
What would you do?
I would be like, I mean, would you, good for you.
What would you literally do if you like looked and I had something stuff posted and it was like my butthole?
Going into it knowing you started it or didn't?
Completely not knowing anything.
No, I think in the state that I am right now, I'd be like, I don't know her. I don't know this person at all. God. Not be like, I would be like,
that's fair though.
No, like any, just because you didn't say anything to me. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Like,
yeah,
this is fucking weird. Just because you're not like a person that's like
showing my butthole
or really anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, not that you're like a conservative person.
I am like, now Trump 2024. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, but I know what you mean.
But yeah. Like not in a negative way. Yeah. I think that's fine.
Like Erin has always like, we live together and stuff. Like she would just be naked, like doing whatever. I've like never been that way.
Like never wore a bra. Like,
yeah,
just like stuff like that. And not that I'm like a hero, but there's just like different kinds of people. And yes, like you've, Carly's never walked around. I remember the first time you like changed your top in front of me and I was like, I can't believe she's doing this. Not that it's like I'm like offended by but I was just like, wow, I'm so proud of her.
Just like,
you know, because it's like, I don't, it's just, there's different people, different levels of comfortability, and I respect that. But yeah, if I opened OnlyFans and I was subscribed to you for whatever reason, or like I just saw it on the internet, like Carly started an OnlyFans and posted a picture of her butthole, I would be like,
Carly, did you start Ambien?
Yeah, I'd be like, who are you? Who, like, what the fuck?
That would be so scary. Like, I want to die. Although I would
support.
Yeah, well,
but I would be, I'd probably like send it to someone and be like, holy shit.
I'd be like, I'm moving to Mars with the elites. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Erin, I'm going to Mars.
You could post that and retire.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing. It's like, it was like very like, oh, I could do that. And then I was like, but like these videos, these pictures, like whatever I post, like I have to be comfortable with them living forever anywhere. And it's like, that's very fair, I think, to like, I don't know. I just thought. And then it turned into something crazy. Crazy morning.
It was a crazy morning.
Yeah.
I'll have to text TJ and let him know.
What? Did I have an
OnlyFans? I was like, Carly's starting an OnlyFans. He was here when I was getting the DM.
We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And I was like, she's never even mentioned wanting to do this.
Yeah. Because well, I really thought about it.
I know.
Like, it literally was like I'm just like such an impulsive person too. Yeah. I was like, I fake a profile. I was like, I didn't really need to do that. So I'm like, that was like everything. Like, open my packages right away.
So you had to like send in your ID and everything.
But I thought it was because.
You did like everything.
I did because I was like, I don't want someone to like take my name. I don't know. I just thought it was like Instagram or something. But like.
They're going
to
take my handle.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know that people could do that. Like, I didn't know that people can't take your handle, I guess. Because it's like, it's so also, like,
so you can't like impersonate anybody else.
Exactly. Which makes sense. So like, yeah.
Well.
But I was like, I'll see this. And then it was like, it'll take a while to like, and I was like, okay, that's fine. But it was literally within hours it like got approved or something. And then I started getting these subs. I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, I can't.
That was
it was very scary. It was a scary time for me.
Wow. Well,
I need a Klonopin.
You made it through. Yeah. I have one in my.
Well, I'm sorry if I made you feel a certain way.
I'm over it. Cause we spoke.
Yeah.
But it's like, I was like, well, when she comes over, we'll talk about it. But then I was like spiraling.
Oh my God.
But I think it's just because I'm so triggered by things now.
Yeah.
So I was like, why doesn't she want to tell me anything? I didn't cry.
Oh my God.
I didn't cry.
Meanwhile, to me, I was just like, I'm just going to make this and whatever.
No, literally.
No, no ill intent.
Okay. I mean,
it's already been over an hour.
How many?
Three minutes over an hour. Well, it just feels like I don't know.
I don't like have any other news.
Oh, the only thing I wanted to like bring up that I think is like kind of crazy is, have you seen like people are trying to like kind of cancel Gypsy Rose?
What?
Not cancel her, but they're like,
it's already actually happening?
They're like, she's a master manipulator
because of her boyfriend
and like the Nick Vile podcast. So she was like, technically I'm not a murderer. Like,
oh, she did say that. I witnessed it.
Yeah, which is like, I don't know, this girl was fucking abused her entire life, went to jail, and is literally not even a week out. I feel maybe now over a week. How do you expect her to act? Like, I'm sorry.
I know.
I would be fucking crazy if I grew up that way, went to jail and just got out, like, and immediately started doing podcasts. Like,
I know.
I don't know.
Nick Vial's.
Well, yeah. And like, people are like, I can't believe that. Fuck, I forgot where my train of thought was going. whatever.
I have not seen this discourse.
Yeah, I just kept seeing it and I was like, oh my God, relax.
Is it like a lot of people?
Nolan brought it up to me like a couple days ago, and then last night
he knows.
I know, and then I kept seeing a couple, and I was just like, but some comments are like, guys, like, she literally has the brain of a child, pretty much. Like, she literally was in jail, or was abused in jail, and
I just think that we gotta give her some grace for a little bit. How much longer does her boyfriend have? I didn't know he was autistic.
He's in there for life.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. Kind of.
Yeah. Okay, well.
But he is creepy, and I guess he just wrote, like, the New York Times or New York Post or something. It was like, I will say my side of the story one day with, like, a smiley face.
On Nick Vial's podcast. Yeah. Nick Vial does a sit down in prison.
I would die. No, someone needs to.
Yeah.
Call her daddy.
Please, anyone.
Joe Rogan, head over.
Yeah.
No, not Joe Rogan. I need, like, call her daddy. Someone who's, like, really good at interviewing. I think Joe Rogan's, like, a good interviewer, but not for, like, this.
Yeah.
Fuck, what was I gonna say? I feel like our drinks are melting. Like the ice.
It's freezing out.
Is it?
It's probably like 63 degrees.
It's 70. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, they're in the shade. They're perfect.
Okay.
We just do have Am I the Asshole and then we're done.
That's true. There's a new Erewhon smoothie. Tell me if you know who this person is. Maybe she's like so famous. I have no idea. Giselle Bundchen?
Yeah.
Oh, so she's like pretty big. I mean, I looked her up and she's like the number one supermodel. Had no idea who that was.
Tom Brady's ex-wife.
I don't know.
That's crazy. She doesn't live here. Where's she have an Erewhon smoothie?
I don't know, but it's available now. The Giz.
Ugh, that's probably going to be so healthy.
Gazelderberry.
It's going to be like soup.
Gazelderberry boost.
Oh, well, we got to try it.
Well, yeah.
I'm gonna. Maybe we can do it with Joe. He owes me.
Joe owes you? Oh, yeah. Okay. Should we do Am I the Asshole?
TJ's so mad. I was like, Joe's interviewing Katie, and he was like, that's so annoying. He doesn't watch that show.
I told Joe that to his face. I was like,
well, I did too.
On the phone. I was like, you need to watch it.
He watched the first two episodes, he said.
Whoop-de-doo.
No, I know. And then he called me the night before. He was like, I'm doing it tomorrow. And I was like, well, okay, so what have you watched?
Yeah.
He was like, just the first two episodes of season one. And he was like, I think I'm going to go to like the last season. I was like, just keep watching. At this point, it doesn't matter.
Just binge it. Like, how can you not?
No, I was like, keep watching.
Like, you are in such a privileged position that you have not even seen it yet. Like, you have the world ahead of you.
I would happily sit down and watch the whole series with him.
Same.
But I do want to watch the interview. He sent it to me and I probably watched like 5 minutes of it.
Put it on while I edit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know. I'm glitching out. I'm glitched.
Okay. I also had a screenshot of this so long ago for like.
Mine are literally from forever.
Okay.
Ago.
So apologies if it's like, I don't know, outdated or like isn't good anymore. That makes no sense. Am I the asshole for proving that my wife can't do my job? FYI, I didn't proofread this. Okay. So like, the issue started when my wife left for work for a week. Or sorry. I can't do anything right now. This issue started when my wife left for a week for a girls' trip. The kids are all in school and I took over as a main caregiver when she was gone. It went well and when she came back. Yeah, I know. I had to babysit my kids. It went well and when she came back, she asked if I had trouble. I told her no and everything went smoothly. This started an argument about how I thought it was so easy that she was a stay-at-home mom. It wasn't a good time and I already was pushing her to go back and work part-time since the kids were in school.
Wait, can you read that last sentence? Again?
Yes. It wasn't a good time and I already was pushing her to go back to work part-time since the kids are in school.
Oh, okay.
We have talked about her to start looking around summer. The issue now is I work from home twice a week and every time she sees my screen or I complain about work, she tells me she can do it. I have talked to her about it and nothing changes. That if she did it would go smoothly. What?
If she did his job.
I've talked to her about it and nothing changes that if she did it, it would go smoothly. I thought back on our argument and asked her about it. She denies it has anything to do with it. Huh? Sorry, guys. I think he should have proofread this. And I should have also
go back and proofread.
So she won't stop, and I had enough of it today. I was trying to figure out why there was an error in my code. Okay, I guess he was coding.
Oh my God.
She saw what I was doing and told me she could do that. I told her to go ahead and made a copy that she could work on. Well, she tried for about 5 minutes and she gave up. I reiterated that if she could do my job, find the error. This started a huge argument about her making her look like an idiot, and now she isn't talking to me.
Okay, it seems like she just has resentment because she thinks that he thinks that being a stay-at-home mom is like not a real job. Yeah. And so she's like, well, I'm gonna do whatever. This is just toxic. They're both assholes in this situation.
It's so toxic.
In my opinion.
And also, like, obviously, like, I don't know anything about being a stay-at-home mom or being a mom, but I'm like aware of the fact that usually when you have kids, like they will act better around people who don't primarily take care of them because they're not used to them. So like,
yeah,
if they're not used to just their dad watching, they're probably going to act better than normal. It probably pissed her off.
But also like,
but it's not, shouldn't piss you off.
You shouldn't be mad at him because he had a good time.
100%.
And like you would prefer they were shitheads.
100%.
You got a week to do nothing. But he was still working and taking care of the kids.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's not like he also was on vacation.
I know.
So that is very weird. And with peace and love, you just don't like know how to code.
Literally, like that's not a bad thing. Like we don't either. It's fine. Like most people don't know how to code. That's really funny. Also, he's like, code then.
Girlie, just have a conversation with your husband about how you're feeling and like don't get mad at him when your kids are bad because then you're just punishing the both of them.
Yeah.
And it's not then fair. You like essentially she created this whole argument.
Yes,
because of did. Like feelings that she's been harboring. And like, yeah. Don't like get to that point because like, look at this mess.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's just, I'm going to code.
Like, I know.
Okay, you can't do that.
Like, that's so funny. Like, imagine being like, I'm going to go firefight. Yeah. Like, really? I'm going to go perform surgery.
Unless you're like a child prodigy, like smart person.
Yeah.
Sorry, like you can't do that.
I don't even know what it means.
I did it in college because we had to like build websites.
Oh, well, I guess I did it on MySpace a little bit. I was a coding queen on MySpace. Yeah. Like you'd have to like go into like the weird screens and like type different things in the codes.
Totally. Okay. This one is so interesting to me.
Oh.
My husband. Am I the asshole for reporting my daughter to her school? My husband, 38 male, and I, 38 female, have three kids. Our daughter, Christiana. I don't fucking know. 13 and Liam 8 and Sarah 2. Christiana. Okay. Can I just tell you how it's spelled?
Yes, please.
KrystiAna.
Oh,
to me that would indicate Christina, but maybe it's just Christina.
Just say Christina.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Christina has a boyfriend, Colden, 13 male. Colden is a good kid. He plays baseball, is an A student, and is a sweet boy. I also know that him and his friends call each other out when they do something bad. He's told me stories about him and his friends, how they called out one of their friends for saying something transphobic. They do this by roasting each other sometimes, but it encourages good behavior. Colden sometimes goes to my husband and I for advice. A few months ago, he came to us after his friends roasted him for a racially insensitive comment he made. You could tell he was remorseful. We live in a very privileged area and it can be hard to see biases. The boys Colden, like this sounds like fucking seventh heaven.
Yeah. How old are they again? Like 13. Teens? Okay.
The boys Colden plays baseball with have shaped him into a phenomenal young man. Yesterday night, Colden and Christina were in her room together. My husband and I were on the porch watching Liam and Sarah play in the yard. Suddenly, we are interrupted by Colden storming out of the house, and he was walking angrily. We tried to stop him since he didn't have a coat and was wearing shorts. We told him to come inside and asked what was wrong. He kept walking for a bit before turning back, walked into our house shivering, and asked for some hot cocoa. He told us that there was this boy in their grade who Colden found out that Christina was bullying. He said the boy was a feminine straight guy. He has short hair and doesn't dress feminine, but he's a Swiftie, is openly emotional, and he listed a few other things about him. He said our daughter was calling this boy gay and telling his girlfriend that he's probably cheating on her with a boy. He said he does, like, imagine being 13. And like,
I mean, yeah.
He said he doesn't know the boy well, but it bugged him that she was doing this. He said he didn't want to report our daughter, though, as he didn't want to ruin his relationship with her. We suggested to him that he considered reporting it, but he said he didn't feel comfortable doing so. Once he had calmed down, we let him watch TV in the living room while we talked to our daughter. She was unapologetic. She said that she was just stating how she felt and that we couldn't punish her for that. We told her that she was grounded and took her devices away. After cooling down a bit ourselves, my husband and I discussed our plans and we decided to email the principals and admin at her school. The school is currently investigating this further, but has already found evidence that her and her entire friend group were bullying this boy after just a day of looking, and she's facing serious consequences. Okay. Our daughter said we are being snitches and said
they're your parents
and that we are ruining her social life.
Okay.
Am I the asshole?
No. I don't like her response.
I mean, she's 13 years old.
I know.
We're not talking about like an emotionally mature
kid. I know.
Kid.
I'm just saying how I feel.
Of course.
I don't like her response.
Okay.
What?
That's what she said.
What?
She said, I'm just saying what I feel.
Oh my God. Wait, that's actually so good. I love that I said that. I think I'm entitled to how I feel, Erin.
No, of course.
No, I was saying because she said that.
Yeah.
She said, I'm entitled to how I feel. The thing is, like, you're entitled to how you feel, but, like, when you make it known and, like, are, like, actually bullying someone, then it's not okay. And your ass should be in big trouble, Missy.
Yeah. I think it's, like, so interesting. I mean, I kind of fully support this, but it's interesting that they didn't, like, try to take it out. Side the school first to like maybe talk to the kids' parents and like see what was really going on. They literally were just like, she's a little brat and we're gonna fucking rat on her ass. It, with also like, I don't know what kind of school she goes to, but like she could literally get kicked out. Like they were like, we don't care. Like you're being a bad person and you're gonna face the consequences.
Yeah.
Even if we then have to face the consequences too. And I think that's good parenting.
I agree. And it's crazy that they already found like their whole friend group is bullying kids. Like that's really sad. And like, get
this
rid of them.
This is what parents should be doing.
Yeah.
Like
stop babying your children.
Yeah. This poor kid.
I know. It's so sad. Like, how would you feel if that, like, if that was your kid?
And like, that's why they did it. Probably. Gay. Leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah. Who cares? He likes Taylor Swift. Like, let him be.
Yeah.
let us like things.
Yeah. You can be gay and not like Taylor Swift. I mean, you can be gay and like,
gay and not like Taylor Swift. That's not true.
You can't be gay.
You can't be straight and like Taylor. You can be straight and like Taylor Swift.
Okay. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
But you cannot be gay and not like Taylor Swift. That's against the rules.
I think that like, straight to jail.
Yeah.
There's got to be like all the Republicans. I mean,
there's obviously gay people who don't like Taylor Swift. I'm kidding.
They're listening to Taylor in private.
Oh, that's
what they're like closeted Taylor.
Well,
gays.
Some of them are like, okay, so I follow obviously Taylor Swift subreddit or whatever, like
of course.
Whatever. And I always get like recommended ones. And one was like Gaylers or something. So it's like a subreddit full of just people who are like completely convinced that she's had relationships with women, and I guess
it's on Healthy Babes.
Yeah, she posts or she like said something in an interview or Tree Payne response. I forget like what it was. It was like kind of a while ago about her like never having a relationship with a woman, and she's like this narrative is not like healthy or whatever. Blah blah blah. Like I don't like people commenting about my dating life or something. I don't remember what it was exactly. And that subreddit was crazy. They were like, well, I'm officially not a fan anymore. Like she has been gay baiting us for this many years.
Remember we were on live and I was reading you like the tweets that Gaylers were coming out with? It was because that New York Times article came out.
Yes, yeah.
That was like an opinion piece.
Yeah.
That was like, here are all the reasons why Taylor Swift is gay.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe her camp like came out and was like, this is fucking insane.
Yeah. Okay.
And then so many Gaylers were like I think that the context of what I saw was when she and Kelly Teller were walking into the Oscars and she was like holding hands with her or whatever, and they were like, you're really gonna do this after claiming that you weren't what, and like makes it this whole thing. Blood is coming out of my vagina right now. I'm a little nervous. These pants are expensive.
Okay.
Okay, crisis averted. Could have been bad.
No blood.
Not on anything, but whew. She was fast moving.
Oh, God.
You know when you can just feel that it's a lot?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have a tampon in.
Yeah.
I just have like a panty liner because I don't... I don't really bleed that much, but it's my day one, so yeah. You never really know. I had to stop it before the storm sometimes happened.
I'll be wearing a tampon and I can feel it gushing out of the tampon. Just for everyone that to know that. I know. Okay, what were you saying? You cut yourself off. You're like, she was holding hands with Miles Teller's wife.
Oh yeah, and then all the Gaylers were like, this is so fucked up. If you're not a gay woman, like, why are you doing this to clap back at us? And it's like, it's not about that. No, it's her fucking friend.
Girlies just do that.
Yeah, like, huh?
They're just like looking for it. And then when she says no, it's like, how? But you did all these other things. No, she's like, I never said anything.
Deranged.
Like, I understand, like, being upset with her for being, like, super advocating for LGBTQ during, like, the Lover era and, like, not really doing it now as much. Because people were like, she was literally made her whole brand that kind of for, like, that era. And now it's like.
But I feel like, to be fair, like, think about that time period. Like, it's pretty timely because a lot of bad shit was happening.
Yeah, totally.
And like,
I just think it's crazy to be like,
it's like,
she's not, well then I'm not a fan. Like, no, okay, hi,
people are unwell. And I just, especially
Paris.
Did she growl?
No, especially Paris. No, but she put her head on me and then I went to put her to it. She's shaking really bad.
Hi, baby.
Okay, I am starving and I can't have one more sentence with you.
What are you doing?
I can't have one more sentence with you. I can't even talk.
Did you just like wake up from a coma? What happened?
Yeah, she's shaking so bad.
Hi.
I can't have one more conversation is what I meant to say.
Okay. Well.
I'm done.
We are done.
I walk off set. Okay, well.
I can finish.
Oh, thank you.
You go get the food.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I have to burp really bad. Podcast episodes come out on Wednesdays and on Mondays on Patreon. It was a long weekend this weekend, so we got it on Tuesdays, but typically every single Monday you will get the podcast on Patreon. So if you're not subscribed to our Patreon, you can do that. It is, oh my God, patreon.com/onlyfriends. I just kept replaying our email in my brain. And we also post bonus episodes. We just posted one last week and you will have access to all of our previous bonus episodes. There are a shit ton. So make sure you subscribe to our Patreon and you'll get all that bonus content. And then we also have another podcast, Good Influences, that comes out. How's the tea? The ice did melt, huh? We can put it in glasses. Good Influences comes out every Tuesday. So make sure you're subscribed everywhere that Good Influences is available. We got Health Nut today because we are the Kardashians, and that's going to be it. Bye.